And good morning, coming up on 8:45. This is Governor Ralph Northam's fifth day in office. And already some Republican members of the General Assembly are questioning whether he will in fact bring the bipartisan and collaborative approach he promised. We'll hear what the governor has to say about that and any other timely topics. He joins Evan Jones and me live now by phone. Governor Northam, good morning to you, sir. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Joe and Evans. Hope you all are doing well.
Yes, sir. Hope you are as well. Now, Governor, let's start with what we just mentioned. After your address to the General Assembly Monday night, we heard many Republicans offer reaction that ranged from disappointment to surprise to near anger, and they said it sounded very hardline. Now, Governor, do you believe you're taking a more hardline approach now that you're in office?
No. Well, you know, I have great relationships here. I've been here for 10 years, Joey, and have friends on both sides of the aisle. And, you know, Monday night we talked about jobs, workforce development. We talked about access to health care. So, you know, I think everybody is kind of taking their positions here in Richmond, and we're ready to get to work. And so I've had great discussions with people from both sides of the aisle of how we can move Virginia forward, how we can continue to promote job growth. So we're looking forward to doing good things in Virginia.
Governor, good morning. This is Evan Jones. Thank you so much for joining us so early into your administration. Republicans nonetheless say that the tone of the address jeopardizes hopes of working together on things like criminal justice reform and perhaps some form of Medicaid expansion, which is important to you. Have you told any Republicans since the address? Have you spoken and say, hey, I want to smooth things out?
Well, I've had, like I said earlier, I've had great discussions with people from both sides of the aisle, Republican leadership in the House and the Senate. And, you know, there's a lot of common ground, and it starts with workforce development. And, you know, we obviously need to have access to health care. So, you know, things that we share in common, we're having good discussions, and we're ready to get to work. And, you know, it's early in the session, and, again, I think we've gotten off to a good start.
Now, during the fall campaign, you expressed qualified support, I think would be a fair way to term it, for the proposed natural gas lines in Virginia, providing regulators required appropriate environmental safeguards, that they're in place, and that property owner rights are upheld. I think that's a safe summary of your position. As governor, do you believe that both have been the case to this point?
Well, actually, we're working through that process, and I think you summarized it well. We obviously want to protect people's property rights. We want to protect the environment, and we want to abide by the law and science. And so, you know, those permits are being looked at, and we're moving forward. And as I've said during the campaign, if this is done protecting people's property rights and done in an environmentally responsible way, then I support that. And you know, we're working through the DEQ, Corps of Engineer permits, and moving in that direction.
We are speaking with Virginia's newly inaugurated governor, Ralph Northam. And let's turn our attention from natural gas to oil. The Trump administration, as you very well know, recently declared all U.S. waters should become open to offshore drilling. You've sent a letter asking that Virginia be excluded, as Florida already has. And we should point out that you grew up and still live near the coast, which is near and dear to you. Now, is this a case, though, where the national goals of energy self-sufficiency and national security would trump or top state and local concerns over possible environmental damage and resulting economic harm?
Well, that's certainly been a topic that I have paid a lot of attention to and have been outspoken about. And as you said, I am from the Eastern Shore, so we rely on clean water. And just a couple points I would make. First of all, we have NASA Wallops, and that has been a tremendous shot economically to Virginia, especially the Eastern Shore. We have invested taxpayers' money into NASA Wallops, and logistically, they have concerns about offshore drilling. Secondly, you know, we have the largest Navy presence in the world right there in Norfolk, and a lot of training takes place offshore. They have logistical concerns about offshore drilling. So those are two important areas. A couple of others I would mention just briefly. One is tourism. And, you know, we take in billions of dollars in tourism in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And a lot of that happens in Virginia Beach and Hampton Roads. And we would certainly not want to miss adventure off our coast. And then finally, something that perhaps people don't realize, but we have aquaculture, and that's the growing of clams and oysters, which is a multi-million dollar industry, and they rely on clean water. So, you know, they have concerns. And then finally, the royalties. We have to ask ourselves, if Virginia were willing to take the risk of offshore drilling, would the royalties even come to Virginia? And that hasn't been clarified. So for a lot of reasons, I've been opposed to offshore drilling. I continue to be. And I think we have a wonderful opportunity right now to promote renewable energy. There's a lot of good work going on in Virginia with both solar and wind. So, you know, when you put all that together, I don't think drilling off the coast of Virginia is a good idea.
Governor, in the last question, I mentioned President Trump. He and you spoke by phone Sunday, the day after your inauguration. Now, you've certainly heard the recent suggestions from some quarters that he's not mentally fit to serve as president. How did he sound to you?
Well, we had a nice conversation, and we talked mainly about, you know, building up the military, the fact that we build the greatest warships and submarines, you know, right here in Virginia in Newport News. So, you know, it was kind of him to reach out to me. We had a good conversation, and as I have said, if there are areas that I can work with the president on, I will be more than willing and happy to do that for those things that are in the best interest of Virginia. But, you know, if there are policies that are detrimental to Virginia, I'll certainly stand up and protect Virginia.
We are joined this morning by Virginia's newly inaugurated governor, Ralph Northam, and we appreciate the governor taking time. And Governor Northam, Medicaid expansion has been and remains certainly one of your highest priorities. And we've heard the arguments for and against him many times in recent years. Now, is there anything new in the discussion, Governor, that is worth noting, or is this more a matter of persistence that might now finally pay off?
I think what this is all about, and I appreciate the question, and I am a physician, and I just don't like to see an individual or a family, you know, be one medical illness away from financial demise. So, you know, right now we're sending some of our resources to Washington to support the Affordable Care Act. So I'm going to work with people from both sides of the aisle to bring that money back to Virginia and also to make sure that all Virginians have access to affordable and quality health care. And I would say, you know, especially in rural Virginia, I'm from the Eastern Shore. We're looking at helping businesses grow, bringing in new businesses, recruiting manufacturers. And one of the questions that folks ask is, how is the health care? And, you know, we have hospitals in rural Virginia that are operating in the red. We've had a couple close. And so we want to do everything that we can to make those hospitals whole, to make sure that all Virginians have access. So I've had some great discussions, again, with people from both sides of the aisle, and we're going to move forward as the session, you know, goes forward.
Governor, as Joey mentioned at the very top of our conversation, you've had all of, well, less than a week under your belt as governor. So I'm curious, apart from all the issues and things like this and politics that go on, what mysteries have you discovered either in the governor's office itself or maybe in the mansion? Anything kind of weird or unusual?
Well, I appreciate you asking, and I may need a little help with this. When you talk about mysteries, Governor McAuliffe, I assume it's Governor McAuliffe, has left an alarm clock in an undisclosed place in the governor's mansion. It goes off at 3:00 every morning. So if anybody can help me locate that, I would appreciate it. But other than that, things are going great.
Well, so far on this, your fifth full day, what are some of the perhaps neatest parts of the job, and what are some of the greatest drawbacks that you've encountered in this very brief time?
Well, you know, it was an exciting weekend, first of all, for me and my wife, Pam, and we had a great inauguration ceremony. And as you probably know, I had the VMI Corps cadets, 1,500 cadets came up and marched in the parade. And I was just so proud to be able to be the 73rd governor of Virginia. And my first act as governor, I think people in Roanoke can probably appreciate this with my ties to VMI, but I granted amnesty to VMI and eliminated their confinement and penalty tour. So hopefully, if nothing else, we got off to a good start with VMI.
We are speaking with newly inaugurated governor, Ralph Northam. We should point out a former state senator and former lieutenant governor. Now, Delegate Sam Rasul was here within the last month or 6 weeks or so in a similar live appearance, and he said that you will not have to worry now about what you do as governor about how it might impact any future political ambitions because, in his words, this was your last campaign. Do you view your term in office that way, that you have conducted your last campaign?
Well, I appreciate the question. And as you said earlier, I served in the Senate for 6 years and then as lieutenant governor for 4 years. And now it's just a tremendous privilege to be the governor of the Commonwealth. And, you know, we have 4 years. That time will go by quickly. We have a lot of work to do. But I'm going to dedicate, you know, every ounce of effort that I have to doing the best job I can as governor and to making Virginia a place where people want to come and live and work and raise their families. So that's my goal right now. And then at the end of the 4 years, you know, I'm a physician, and we'll decide what we're going to do after that.
You mentioned you're a physician. Well, basically a four-year layoff. Would you be able to go back to practice medicine if you chose to and wanted to?
Great question. And, you know, I have a practice in Hampton Roads. I'm a pediatric neurologist, and I plan to go every other month or so and see some patients, perhaps on a Friday, work with the physician assistants, work with the residents, help teach them. And then I would also like to, you know, to go around and talk about concussions. That's one of my areas of interest. So I like to teach students and residents and do what we call grand rounds, lectures, and talk a little bit about policy at the same time, making sure that young doctors are paying attention and are involved in the political process. So I will continue to see some patients, but I obviously have cut back from my previous schedule. But I look forward to continuing to take care of sick children and their families.
Governor, we have less than a minute, but in light of our conversation, I must ask. Governors oftentimes take part in Ask the Governor programs on radio stations in Richmond and Washington. I don't recall one ever around here. Is that something you would be willing to consider on an occasional basis for our stations in Roanoke and Lynchburg?
Absolutely. Anytime, you know, you would like to chat and I can bring folks up to speed on what's going on in Richmond, what we're trying to do across the Commonwealth, that'd be great. And I also, you know, I've made numerous trips to Roanoke. I enjoy being in the Star City, so I look forward to coming out there. And then finally, Joe and Evans, we're going to continue to make sure that Virginia is the most veteran-friendly state in the country. As you know, I'm a veteran of the United States Army, so I look forward to doing good things for our veterans in the next 4 years.
All righty. Governor Ralph Northam, Virginia's newly inaugurated governor. Mr. Governor, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We certainly appreciate the time.
Thank you all, and have a great day.